We pray, Lord, reveal your truth to us. Amen. Madam Speaker, Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, the First Lady of the United States, and my fellow citizens, 3 years ago, we launched the Great American Comeback. Tonight, I stand before you to share the incredible results. Well, that's the way that the State of the Union address began by our president. The usual way of beginning such an address has been to say, the State of the Union is strong. Just what is this thing called the State of the Union? Well, union refers to the union of the states, the United States. State refers to condition. So what is the condition of the United States? The Republicans this year would say it's good. The Democrats would say it's bad. Go back a few years and it's the reverse. It's a matter of politics, each side trying to make itself look better than the other. To truly know the state of our union, we need to have a system of measurement, one that doesn't include politics. Most politicians will focus on such things as money, might, and mayhem. So is the nation with the most money the greatest nation on earth? There's a campaign saying that goes something like this. It's the economy, stupid. Is it? Is it all about money? Whichever candidate can produce the most money or give me the most money, that's the one I should vote for? Is the most powerful nation on earth the greatest one? Whoever can build up their armed forces, that's the one I will vote for. And what about this thing called mayhem? Mayhem is violent disorder. For now, I want to focus on mayhem that is supported by our nation. Mayhem within the family. Today, in the United States, about 3,000 mothers will have their babies killed. That means 20 babies during this chapel talk. Abortion has been legalized by Congress, presidents, and the Supreme Court. And then there is approved violence against marriage itself. One poll shows that 50% of marriages end in divorce. I can't verify that particular number, but one thing it doesn't include are those couples that live together without the benefit of marriage, and then they separate. Divorce. Just what is the state of our union? And how shall we measure it? In Jeremiah 9, verses 23 and 24, we read, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising steadfast love, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. In the 13th chapter of Romans, the role of the government is to punish criminals and reward good citizens. So if you have a government that does that, then that's a good government. And clearly this is important. But what's important to you? How do you measure the state of the union? Is it by power, riches, and wisdom? Or is the condition of our country measured by the knowledge of God, the God who exercises steadfast love, just judgment, and righteousness in the earth? Is that kind of knowledge alive and well within this country? Are there any politicians that even begin to talk about such a thing? There is support for money, might, and mayhem. We also hear foul and blasphemous language coming from the lips of our politicians. We hear about something called reproductive rights. We hear about gay rights. In fact, there's even a homosexual running for president now. When I was in high school, sodomy was illegal in every country, every state in this country. We also hear about all religions being praised, except in some corners, Christianity is being looked down on. Well, this makes Jesus a liar, because Jesus said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." Well, what can we really expect from politicians? They're trying to get elected. The problem is that politicians often reflect the attitudes of the country. If they want to get elected, then they have to promise to give the people what they want. And what about the churches in our country? If we investigate their teachings, we find a vast majority have slowly but surely been rejecting the teachings of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, "In vain they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." There are even Lutheran seminaries that deny the Trinity and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. By God's system of measurement, the state of the Union is bad. We could say the same thing that Isaiah said about Israel. The whole head is diseased, the whole heart is sick. From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it. And then we come down to the state of our church and of our school. Does the CLC still measure up? Does ILC measure up to God's measurement? The pure word of God is still being taught among us. We are still assured of complete forgiveness thanks to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We can still say, "The Father has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." We still glory in this, that we know God, that we understand him, because he has given us that understanding, that he is the Lord, he is the Jehovah, he is Jesus, exercising steadfast love, just judgment, and righteousness in the earth. As long as we have this, the state of our church will be strong. Let us offer our prayer to God in the words of hymn 580, verses 2, 4, and 5. Verses hymn 580, we'll sing it to a different tune.
From out our core. The church of thy dear son.